Okay, so we know about the avalanche bulletin. Now we need to apply all that information to the terrain we're headed to. So we know where to find information about our current avalanche conditions. Now what? We always want to read our avalanche bulletin first and then choose our trip. Let's read that again. Read our avalanche bulletin first and then choose our trip. We want to match our terrain to the current conditions. Maybe we're dealing with wind slabs in the Alpine. This would be a good day for tree skiing. Let's say we have a wet slab problem on south-facing slopes. This would be a good day to ride north-facing areas. We can easily forget how quickly conditions can change out there. Remember that within a matter of hours, we can see our snowpack change and avalanche danger rise. Below is an example of a riding area on two different days. We can see how limited our options are when the avalanche danger is high. We would not want to expose ourselves to the large open areas, especially near the bottom, with the convexity and terrain trap. Tight trees on the ridge, our high point, would be our safest option with our danger rating at high. The danger rating always constitutes what terrain is appropriate for us to be in that day. Just because we were there yesterday doesn't mean it's good to go the next day. What has changed? Be an investigator. We can see with the high hazard, we don't have many options for safe routes down. We certainly want to avoid those larger openings and stick to the tight trees on the high rib feature. Now we can see with the above photo that when our avalanche danger rating is moderate, it opens up some more options. We may feel comfortable pushing into the openings depending how conditions are feeling on the way there.